5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Mate, I was a decoy, you dickhead.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Like, how are we aligning our brand with that?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Oh, I'm back to try and save decoys, Brownless, because the shows have been smeared in effluent, to quote the great S. Newman, the last two shows. So I need to come back and bring the standard back up. That's what's happening. And I'll tell you what we've got today. Stars everywhere. Zach Tui.
Oh,
now, I love the way this man goes about playing football. A very good man himself. And, of course, bouncing into a prelim, the Cats. I can't wait to chat to him. And then hump day quiz.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I need to speak to Jill, our beautiful producer, and have more input into the running sheet. Because every time I come in on a Wednesday, this crap fronts up. Hello to you, fat.
Oh, g'day, Jim. Well, if you're around a bit, if you just actually didn't just rock in on a Wednesday and do Wednesday, Thursday, fair dick
and I'm doing that out of the goodness of my heart.
I don't think you are, Jim. part-time Jim, don't worry about that. But good to see you. Great to be with you. And g'day to you, Rebsy.
Just behind Trent, all the phones there. The players can go and grab them directly after the game, as you can see. Toby, by the way, hey, Toby, Ned Nixon doesn't want to do it, okay, that's all right. He's got the unhappies on.
Big Nank.
Big Nank. Well, maybe it was because Bristle couldn't get his question out. What was he actually trying to say there, Bristle?
Well, he was worried, Jim, because he's worried about Big Nank, and he's a bit nervous, and he couldn't spit it out, old Brian.
He just walked straight past him.
A bit like Saturday in the Rub, Jim.
Yeah. Do we have Nank on?
No, but he's just sitting there doing nothing. Fair dinkum. Oh, Jim, plenty going on at Collingwood, my friend. Don't worry about that. You hear that?
Yes.
Yeah, good. I was just having a look if we had a sponsor. I wasn't sure.
Read the rundown, Bill.
What are you doing?
No, just plenty going on. Well done to Taylor Adams, who we love. A very good player. He won the best and fairest pretty easy.
Yep.
From Pendles. Jack Crisp. I like that.
Yes,
coming third.
Good player.
Darcy Moore fourth. And the other one is Maynard. We all love him as a player. He came fifth, Jim. Good work to Dacos, sixth. And Jordan DeGoey, not in the top ten, Jim.
How much footy did he play this year, Rabbits? You're a Collingwood man. How many games did he play of the available 16 or whatever it is?
I don't know. I reckon he missed about 8 or 9.
Yeah, so that's the reason.
He did, yeah.
He missed too much footy.
Righto. Another retirement at Collingwood, Lyndon Dunn, who we've had in a few times.
Yeah, good boy.
Good boy. He's retired. Guess how many games, Jim, he played?
How many?
198.
Oh, no.
There's some stars there at 198.
Geez. I wonder if he had the same experience with Bucks. Just walk into the meeting and go, look, I think I can go around for another year. Bucks ain't got a bit to offer. No.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. You finish up and that'll do you.
That's exactly what Ezzy said. No, you. It sounded like can't.
That's it.
Yeah. 2004, Lyndon Dunn was picked up, Jim. Mm-hmm. There's only one other player left in that draft year of 2004.
Yes.
And that is Buddy.
Oh.
There you go. So the retirements at Collingwood, Ben Reed, Travis Varko and Dunn now. So, and also delisted too, Tim Broomhead and Matthew Scharenberg, who I think was about pick number 6.
He's
but
lots
both
of
those two, Rabsy, just been dogged by injury.
Yeah, well, Broomhead broke his leg horrifically against the GWS Giants.
Post,
against the post. And then, Scharenberg had foot injuries and three knees, so tough.
Yep. Some good news. Darcy Moore has signed a 2-year deal. Only 2 years, Jim.
Yeah, through to free agency, I'd imagine. That's what he's doing, and that's fair enough.
Yeah, at about $800,000. That's not a bad little whack.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Right.
Oh, do you hear about poor old Jesse Hogan over the weekend over there in Perth, Jim?
What happened?
Well, he was in quarantine, and he got trapped. The old trap got him, Jim. The old trap.
What he was attracted. Trap.
Well, he must have been on social and there might have been a young lass out there who said, come around for a bit of...
What? And she came around to his house.
All right then. Well, you know it, do you? You were there,
Bill, it was in the paper. It was well documented in the paper at the time.
Anyway, he was out of quarantine. He got caught. $8,000 fine, Jim, which is a bit harsh because you got a feel for the boy. He's young. He's single. He's getting a bit toughy at home. Wow.
Look, it's none of it's desirable, but the season was over. And they'd returned home. And because of the, we think the laws around quarantine are draconian here. Over there, Bill, Justin Langer has just had to quarantine for 2 weeks in Adelaide.
Yeah.
And then fly to Perth and quarantine again for 2 weeks.
Oh, no.
He's had a month in quarantine. How stupid's that?
That is.
You're quarantining in Adelaide where there aren't any cases and haven't been for 3 months.
Yeah.
So if you think you've finished 14 days of quarantining in Adelaide where there aren't any cases, it's not possible to get the disease. Yeah. Then you fly to Perth and have to have another 14 days in quarantine.
That is.
So I blame the bloody Premier over there. He's the one that's cocking all that up.
Good news at Essendon. Finally, Jim, Jordan Ridley, their best and fairest winner, he's signed on for a 4-year contract extension. Four years.
Yes.
And also signed on of Langford and Andrew McGrath. So at least they got some good news there. Brett Brown has told Basketball Australia he's not going to coach him. He was going to be the head coach for the Tokyo Olympics, Jim.
Yes.
And he said, no, I can't do it now. And what I've just made a few calls over there. I've got some people over there.
Have you? Made some calls, yep.
And they said he's looking for a new job in the NBA, Jim. So,
is that what it is?
Yeah, so if he gets a head job, the top job there.
No
the big job.
You must,
the big job there.
You must broadcast in more professional fashion.
If he gets a big job over there with an NBA club, Jim.
Yes.
And he has to say, I've got to coach Australia at the Olympics. I go, nah, we don't want that. So that's what's happened there,
right,
of course.
Yes.
Ronaldo, one of the great soccer players of all time, has tested positive. Jim?
Yes.
But did you say he's in a photo? He's in the photo with his Portugal squad. Mm-hmm. I reckon there's 20, 30 players on the table.
There are.
And he is there. Oh, chomp. Geez, he's got a nice set of chompers, a bit like Chompers Jones. And... mate, he's the only one that's tested positive. Well, good luck there. Wowee. Now, have you got anything you want to add before I go?
Well,
I'm going to go overseas.
Only that I see that somehow they've gone to a. Well, whenever you go to a social media vote, you. You're basically requesting the opinion of your Nuff Nuff.
Yep.
No,
and
you're not.
And here, it must have been a full Nuff Nuff vote that came in because
19,000.
The best 1-2 combo of all forwards in the modern era. And we're talking about Lockett, Lowe, Dunstall, Hudson, Carey, Longmire, Ablett, Brownless.
Brownless.
Was Ablett Brownless.
Why would that worry you, Jim? That's going to win.
I have them at 4.
No.
Out of that
Jim,
list.
There was 19,414 votes. And 34% went to me and old Gazza, of course, who just, did we do some damage in that.
As I said, I have that combination
period.
At 4. And the main reason I do that is because if you're talking about input between the two, so you've got Kerry Longmire, you'd probably say 80-20.
Yeah.
Dunstall Hudson, you'd probably say 85-15. Yeah. Lockett and Lowe, you'd probably say about the same.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you got Ablett Brownless, and it's 98-2.
50-50.
98%, 2%.
You're probably judging on premierships too.
Well, that's it.
Yeah. Well, they haven't.
Too many of them. Yeah.
The question was the best combo. Batman Robin-like, who can just tear things apart.
Yeah,
so well done there. Yeah,
you were definitely Robin. No doubt about that.
I had me undies on the outside. I don't know why.
All right, now, is that the end of the rap fat?
No, world news. I've got
some world news.
Now, I don't know if you caught up with this, but Kim Jong-un, who I thought was actually had might have passed away.
Well, we all
thought
that wondered if he had,
But unless there's a couple of him, because he's back. And over the weekend, he got emotional. No one's ever seen him get emotional because he's a hard ass, right?
Yes.
He got emotional. And have a listen to his tearful apology over COVID-19 to his nation because, Jim, I caught up with him. I caught up with him exclusively for the rush hour.
Well, Bill... 자기들이 피해복구 건설 임무를 완수하고도 사랑하는 집이 있는 평양행을 택하지 않고 스스로들 또 다른 피해복구 지역으로 발걸음들을 옮긴 애국자들.
That's it.
I got no idea what he said.
Well, he certainly didn't say well, Bill, at the start. My God. On that... on that ridiculous note, we need to move on because one of the great stories of our game, Zach Tui, the Irishman, marching into a prelim, as we said, and he's going to join us next.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The Irishman, a massive big line tattoo on his leg, right foot ball. Zach Tui gets the Cats first.
Kicks to half forward, it's all over. And the Cats have made another preliminary final. They'll take on the Brisbane Lions here at the Gabba next week.
Oh, they're emphatic, the Cats. Absolutely superb. And Zach Tui has been a big part of what they're doing really well. Joins us now on the line. Zach, welcome to you.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Not as well as you're going as a club and as an individual. Couldn't have handled those 2 hours against the Maggies any better. And now you're going into a prelim. Tell us what it's like preparing for this massive weekend.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, it's hard to believe it's kind of come around given the year that we've all had to finally kind of be in a position where it feels like it's in touching distance is bloody awesome. So yeah, it's just a lot of excitement in the group at the minute.
100 days in ISO, Jim. I don't know if they had a little party. I think the Cats did. Richmond also 100 days, but I think it's 102 days now. But did you have a little party the other night?
No, the club just put on a feed for us, and you would have seen the cupcakes and a few banners that had streamed around the place. So it's easy to keep morale high at this time of year, but you know, it has been a long year, so those little get-togethers are nice.
Hey Zach, do you ever wander over to Joel Selwood and ask whether he's like legitimately taking the piss? This is a bloke who's about to play in his 10th prelim final. Oh, yeah. He's a 3-time premiership star, of course. I think his win-loss record over the course of his career is as good, if not better, than anyone who's ever played the game. Do you wander over to him and say, seriously, mate, back off?
It's outrageous, isn't it? I mean, I'm not sure. For such a long time, I remember watching him and thinking, one, how good he is, but two, like, geez, it'd be great to be part of a team that could have sustained success. Mm. But I mean, 10 or 12 or 15 years of sustained success is taking the mick. But he's a legend of our club. And I mean, what is it? His 10th prelim this weekend. It's stunning.
10, Bill.
10. And I think Danger's fifth. We hadn't won one yet. Hey, the Cats were on, weren't they, on the weekend, Zach? Yeah. You kicked the goal. Gary
Rowe. Why did Danger deserve a clip?
No, but I'm saying it's Danger's fifth, so he'd like to win
well,
one.
Well, Danger wasn't in the conversation.
Well, I just wrote it down. I was just making myself notes. Zach, welcome. The Cats were on, my friend. You kicked that goal. Beautiful shot on goal. Gary Rowan was running around taking marks. Reece Stanley kicking goals from the boundary line. And then Danger, my man, was kicking banana goals. The Cats were on, Zachariah.
Yeah, it certainly seemed to click on the night for us. You know, we got off to a good start against a team that, you know, throughout the season have been really strong early in games. So we knew it was going to be, important to kind of not let them get a big jump on us. But, I mean, really pleasing. We got out in front early and we never really laid off. They got a few goals late in the game, but I thought it was a really quality four-quarter game. That's a pretty important time of year.
Zach, you must have been amazed at the lack of heat that the other mob brought. Just watching it from the commentary area, I couldn't believe it. I kept thinking, this can't be a final. You know, I mean, you see teams lose finals, obviously, but not just have that complete lack of intensity that Collingwood had for whatever reason.
Yeah, look, it did feel a bit like... it just felt like everything rocked for us. It felt like we got our stoppages the way, you hope you will going into a game, but it rarely happens kind of as consistently as it happened on the weekend. So, yeah, I'm sure Collingwood would be disappointed with how they played, but I think we kind of executed on almost every front, which is reasonably rare in today's game.
And Reece Stanley was the only one that seemed to limp off, but he seems okay. So, same 22 this week?
Yeah, I can't imagine there'll be many changes. He's fine, yeah. He just copped a knock in his knee and, just kind of took the power out of his leg for a few minutes, but obviously finished out the game, so.
Hmm. Any feedback from the Sunday Footy Show? Jim, we had him on.
Yes.
And he said how long it's been away from his beautiful wife, Beck, and the kids, the boys, Flynn and Raph. And you said a couple of things that, I haven't really missed them and all that. Any feedback from that?
No, they're well and truly used to it. Look, it's... This is is my issue and not anyone else's, but after a while, I just get tired of people talking about how much they love everyone on social media. And, you know, it's been a tough long year, but can we all just chill out and have a bit of a laugh, because we get it, everyone misses everyone.
So. Hey, Zach. You don't have to apologise for anything, mate. I'm saying this in the great hope that my four children hear it. The less I see of them, the better. And I'm not apologising to anyone for that sentence, Fat, especially the older two, because the only time I ever see them is when they want their rego paid or they've got a doctor's bill and they can both get stuffed.
Yeah, they're not contributing much to the household just yet, so I'm not sure what it is I'm supposed to know about them. But.
Hey, mate, you're a star. Cannot wait for this game. The Cats bounce back beautifully. I didn't think, by the way, that you did a hell of a lot wrong over in Adelaide, but magnificent performance against the Pies. Good luck in this massive prelim final.
Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure.
So good on you, Zach. It's a rush hour with JB and Bill and Triple M. Up next, Bill's midweek quiz. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
All right, Fat, before we get onto the quiz, and we've got a special edition coming your way, we get thousands and thousands of people applying to be quiz contestants.
Of course, Jim.
Reesey Turvey. Thank God the King of Kings is back at the helm tomorrow. Fat and his mates Joey and Daisy are steering this show off a cliff. Hashtag, where's the wheel? Dave Sheehan, I should be on because at least I'll put in a full shift, unlike the King of Kings, only putting in half weeks and leaving Fat to drive this show into the abyss. What else have I got here? Marcus Cronin. Yep. Old King of Kings, oh, this is taken off, and why wouldn't it? AKA Mayor of Claremont, must be getting sore shoulders from carrying you, Fat. There's a real theme rolling through here. Chrissy McGowan, is he the Premier of... Mark McGowan. I want to ask Bins about the Bathurst 1000 and Mount Panorama.
Panorama.
Adam Rotblat. Now, these can't be their proper names, Fat. These are obviously handles. Yeah. You can't be called Rotblat, surely, the cross. He says, I promise to turn up and perform, unlike Bin's Frothy's Brownless in 89. What have we got? Jakey, now, look down the bottom of this page, Fat. You got that page?
Oh, yeah.
Bottom right. How are you pronouncing that second name? Jake?
Jake Germanatis. Germanitis.
I think I said Germanchis, but how the hell would we know? Anyway, give JB, the King of Kings, another chance to say my last name right. Well, Bill, how do you say that?
Germanitis.
Germanitis. Anyway, who have we decided on, please, for today's Hump Day quiz?
Well, we're going with two boys from Ballarat, Jim, and two Hawthorn supporters, if you don't mind.
Do they know each other?
Well, let's ask them. Okay. Here's Sam. G'day, Sam.
Bill, Jim, how you going?
Samuel.
Whereabouts in Ballarat?
Alfred, in the suburb of Ballarat.
I know where it is. Yeah.
Familiar.
Hawthorn, mate, happy with their year?
Not really, but not as good as your last three-peat, so not too concerned yet.
I like it. That's good. Righto. Who's he playing against?
He's playing against Matty. G'day, Matty.
G'day, Bins. How are you?
Bins as well. You're a Hawthorn supporter, and you're from Ballarat also.
Yep, Hawthorn supporter from Ballarat North, I'm located.
Do you know Sam, Matty?
I don't, but I'm sure we'll find our way too.
Now, you sound like young and quite sort of with it together, young men, you two. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, we try our best.
All right, what the hell are you doing living in Ballarat? No, being serious.
It's a good day in Ballarat.
Oh, mate, it'd be the only one you get for the year.
Old Narra's still going back there. He lives there. Yeah, Narra lives in
Ballarat. Shawnee Simpson.
Shawnee Simpson lives in Ballarat.
His young bloke was all right the other night, wasn't he?
Wasn't he? Sammy was outstanding, I thought. Yeah, did not look out of place at all. He did very well.
He did well.
So, all right, boys, you know how it works. You get five questions. Whoever answers three. Whoever answers three will be our winner. This microphone's playing up on the Zoom.
Must be the microphone, that'll be it.
It's a Zoom connection.
Sammy, scream out your name and Maddie as soon as you know the answer.
Oh, the prizes first.
What, rabbits?
Yeah, we got a Sherlock Steel wheelbarrow, one of your favourites, Jim, for a wheelbarrow car that lasts longer. Sherlock is the answer. You can grab them from Bunnings. Or a $50 grilled voucher.
Oh, nice.
And some Brick Lane beer. They're perfect combo for finals footy.
Perfect. All right,
there's only
nice.
One perfect combo, and that's Ablett and Brownlee.
Right, hey, boys, the boys giggling. Yeah. They even know that's
Come
crap.
On, Bins.
All right, Bins.
Now, Sam and Matt, before Brisbane, which AFL team did Charlie Cameron play for?
Matt.
Matty.
Sam. Adelaide.
Adelaide, one zip, Matty. Matt.
Wow. This is an audio question, boys. Who is this?
Is that a podium, boys? Is that a
Sam.
Podium?
Sammy.
Daniel Ricciardo.
Ricciardo.
Jeez, these boys are on.
Yeah. Little bomb he dropped out too, old Daniel.
He did.
Mind
he
you,
did.
It's about time he got somewhere near a podium. That'd be a nice thing if you're a Formula One driver, Fat.
I think it was 2018, Jim, and right. For the car, Renault, it was 2011.
Jeez.
I know me stuff, Jim. Yeah, ready, boys? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who kicked 5 goals in last week's Geelong-Collingwood semi-final?
Matt. Oh, who was that, Matty? Sam. Oh, Sam. I think it's Sam.
Tom Hawkins?
No.
No. Oh. Patrick Matt. Dangerfield?
No.
No.
Oh. Collingwood.
Yeah. Oh, a little trick question you're throwing in there, Fat.
Oh, good
look
fat.
At him. Look at old Fat. Old humility's brandless. Oh. You yeah, are a tool.
No, and Sam and Matt are very good, Jim, and I got them. I
sharp.
Love it.
Righto.
And number 4, now this is a tough one, so I'd wait. Who kicked this goal for Richmond over the weekend?
Courage needed. They got it too, but at the back, twisting and turning, gets good connection. If it bounces the right way, it's going through.
Tough.
Matt.
Yes, Matty. Matt.
We'll go Daniel Rioli.
No.
No, but close.
Sam.
Shai Bolton.
Yes. Oh! Hey! Geez, Matty.
Yeah,
unbelievably good bit of commentary there, wasn't it? Did you got a little firm listening to that, didn't you?
Yeah, nothing short of the King of Kings.
That's
there.
It, that's it, Matty.
Your voice almost gave out at the end of it.
I know. Yeah. I got too excited.
Sam, right, 2-1.
2-1, yes.
2-1.
Matty, 1.
Now, here we go, boys. Who won, wait for it, the 2020 Best and Fairest for St Kilda, Melbourne, Matt. And...
Oh, yes. Oh. No, well, you got to finish
it
now.
Third. All right.
St Kilda, Melbourne, and...
Daniel Butler?
No.
Ugh.
Sam.
Oh, no. Sam.
I'll finish the question if you like, Sam. Who won the 2020 Best and Fairest for St Kilda, Melbourne and Essendon?
Jack Steele.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Jonathan Melbourne? Ridley. Essendon.
Yes.
I'll give you that. And Melbourne.
Clayton Oliver.
No. Oliver finished fifth.
All right, so Bill, we've got to an interesting place because this is where you normally fiddle with the rules. Even though Sam should win,
yep.
What are you going to do?
A 2-point question. Actually, it's a 3-pointer, all right? And we're going to a different game.
All right.
3 points to answer this question. The Wallabies played the All Blacks. Who won last Sunday?
Sam.
Yes, Sammy.
It was a draw.
He's well
good.
Done, Sammy.
He's good.
Very good.
A worthy winner, said there, Samuel. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much, boys.
Actually, bloody good quiz. He's clearly got bugger all to do up there in Ballarat, you two, so you just become trivia nuffies. Now, we've got great prizes. What can Sammy take away because he gets the first look at them?
Well, they can either choose the Sherlock Steel Tray wheelbarrow, which you know is very sturdy, no dents or anything in that. You can even keep the plastic on for a few years. Or a $50 grilled voucher and some Brick Lane beer, which is the perfect combo for finals footy.
I will have the wheelbarrow, please.
Oh, I'll tell you what. How I've put mine to extraordinary use, Sammy, and it's stood up to everything.
Oh, it's still in plastic.
Mine will get as much use as yours, Jim.
Good man.
And Matty, you've won a grilled voucher and Brick Lane beer, who, by the way, are throwing their full support behind the Melbourne Storm this finals. Burger and beer combination for all the Storm fans out there.
Unreal, boys. Thank
Good
you
Good on you,
Matty.
Good on you, Matty.
Enjoy the nice weather in Ballarat.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. See what happens, Jim, when I get good contestants?
It raises your standard.
I
your
rise.
Your own performance. Yeah.
They rise. We all rise. Sunrise.
Keep going. What other Ryan's words do you know?
Bye-byes.
Oh, no. This is the problem. He shouldn't broadcast in October, Ben.
Just looking across here at the high-rise.
He gets on a roll and then he stops. He just flatlines.
And he's then saying he's sitting in Geelong looking at a high-rise, of which there aren't any.
Why do you sound surprised?
I'm going to stop it there because you got a joke coming up next and it won't be as funny as that. So Rush Hour, Triple M. On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, James Brayshaw and Anthony William Brownless.
It's time for a dump.
When you go to do number twos, you get all of your clothes off. Is that not true?
Yep.
Good God, not that sort of dump.
I couldn't think of anything more horrific.
It's a Rush Hour dump where you tell us your thoughts on anything.
The new Hino 300 series, built for safety, ready for anything. That's another Hino advantage.
Oh, 12-month rego, 12-month third-party compulsory insurance, stamp duty, of course. They've got the cruise control, reverse camera, sat-nav, vehicle stability control, lane departure warning. This is all in a truck, by the way. Three-year, 100K warranty. You only need a car license to drive it, by the way, so it's perfect for any business or trade. And it is valued, rabbits, at over 56 grand. How do people win this?
All you got to do is head to triplem.com.au and tell us something you want to dump.
Haley from Morwell Fat says the Bathurst 1000.
Yeah.
Because they're limiting the enjoyment you can have there this year.
It's a disgrace. So there's going to be no people there. It's going to be so strange. It's on this Sunday, of course.
Catherine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. From Beveridge. I want to dump on PlayStation 5 release day. Mm. I feel like I've been dumped in favour of the new console. Right. Oh, yes.
Andy out there in Wanturna, he's dumping on 2020 as it's been shizen, and it has. Yes. Aaron from Box Hill Fat.
Hang on, what about Andy? Read that last bit.
He even died for a half an hour of it as well.
I didn't understand. I didn't read it because I didn't understand what he meant.
Well, Andy might tell us what happened there, but he's still with us, which
is
good.
Well, that's the good bit. Yeah, exactly. And as from Box Hill?
Trump having coronavirus, the only way to hide the smell of bullshit is with manure. Thank you, Aaron.
We thank our great friends.
Don't be rude.
Hino, by the way, the 300 series, built for safety, ready for anything. That's another Hino advantage. Now, nice show, that one. Ooh, that's a crisp show.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what we've got tomorrow. Nice. Big Sauce Merritt. Big Dan Merritt, of course, former enforcer for the Brisbane Lions because they are into a prelim. And then the idiot file, which I had a chat to Matty Haywood on the way in, and he said they had half an hour. They're almost going to make it a show on its own.
And that was only Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, that's it. And apparently Bill not the only one contributing. Oh. Daisy.
Exactly, Daisy. He might be dumber than me, Jimmy.
So a nice big show coming tomorrow, but Fat, something funny to finish.
Yes, please.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh, you missed a good one yesterday, Jimmy
boy.
About the vet.
I doubt
it. Hey, now. It was mine and my wife's 20... Oh, Lee Davies rang me. Hang on.
Oh, no. Jeez, he's taking a phone call during the show.
Radiocraft bins.
We'll get rid of that.
Come
it
on,
was
Peter.
Mine and my wife's 25th wedding anniversary the other day, Jim.
Yes.
And she said to me, do you know I wore this on our first date and it still fits me?
Oh.
I said, it's a scarf, doll.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's wearing a scarf.
Yeah. Jeez. Just how disappointing is that? You don't do the show for a week. You come back. You're sort of half excited about doing it again. And then Bill lays that crap out.
Jim, it was a scarf.
You can't polish that brown thing, Fat.
Yes, I can. It's a diamond.
Oh, my God.
Very good. Well done, Anthony William. You've been good this week.
Woo! No, you haven't.
Shut up, rabbit. You got stung by 15 bees.